Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we glorify you, we magnify you, oh God. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I've entitled this morning's message, Through the Fire Without Burning. Through the Fire Without Burning. We live in a culture today where it looks like things are burning up. Can I get amen? Amen. 3 weeks ago, I shared with you all that the mass shootings have now become every day. There was another one yesterday. And instead of once every 10 years, and then it became one every 5 years, and then it became once a year, now it's every day. We're living in a world right now where it looks like everything is falling apart. But I'm here to let you know, praise God, and it's only but the grace of God, everything's falling in place. Why? Because Jesus said that in the last days, perilous times would be here. And we're seeing it. So we shouldn't be in like, wow, what's going on here? No. If you're reading your word, you would know the times and the seasons that we're living in. And so these times and seasons that we're living in are real. It's all in real time. As you can see, there's a fire right there. And that gentleman is not burned or scathed. He's walking through it. Amen? Amen. And I truly believe that as the dark becomes more darker on this planet and things start lighting up, God is going to raise us up and watch over us so that we can be the mouthpiece on this earth for a dying world. Can I get amen? How many believe that it appears there is chaos? How many believe that it appears things are just falling apart? Well, I'm here to let you know, as we look into the law of liberty this morning, as we look into the Word of God, one of the pastors that prayed for me said God had given him a word of hope. And this is a word of hope. Can I get amen? It's almost like he read my notes. But listen, when you're linked up with the Holy Spirit, God will show you and reveal to you and illuminate to you. You'll be in one accord, one mind. And so, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Daniel chapter 3. We need to look at this story. This story is so profound. It's relevant today. How many know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? We all know the story, and some of you that don't know, that they refused to bow down to the big giant structure that Nebuchadnezzar, the king at the time in Babylon. Now, this takes place when Israel was in captivity. So their nation was already destroyed because of idolatry. They fell in sin. They did not repent. They were warned. Prophet after prophet after prophet would come and say, turn back to God, turn back to God. But they did not turn back to God. And so God raised up armies to come and destroy their nation and then to take them into captivity. So this story picks up while the Jews were in captivity. And God still had a remnant where all the captives were. Did you know that God has a true remnant around this world? And look around. Many of us are remnants. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God has saved us for such a time as this, that we would proclaim, that we would uphold, that we would lift up the name of Jesus. And so we need to look at this story to unveil what took place so that it could bring us hope even in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of rebellion. God can still do a work in our heart. Can I get an amen? And he will make those things in our life that are crooked, he will make them straight. Can I get amen?
Amen?
But we have to look at this story. And this is a great, wonderful story. So if you don't have your Bibles with you, we have the scripture right up on this screen. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Let's read this story together, and then we're going to break it down. It's going to be like an onion, peeling back a layer at a time. Can I get amen?
Amen.
All right, here we go. Daniel 3, 1 through 30, and it reads, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Okay, so they're all in Babylonian captivity. Verse 2, and King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So his mind and purpose was to erect this huge statue to have everyone worship the image. Okay. Then it goes on to say, verse 3, so the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So he's got everyone's attention. Unfortunately, there was also some Jews there that bowed. But we're looking at three that didn't. Verse 4. Then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. Wow. Just imagine if there was an edict in our nation that you couldn't worship God no more. Would you still worship God? Can I get an amen? Can you still gather together in one accord despite of the edict in the land? Okay. I think everyone in here should be saying amen, right? Come on. Praise God. Verse 7. So at the time when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, and the lyre, in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Okay, so now they're all are participating. They're all in one accord there. That whole godless nation is now worshiping this huge image. Verse 8. Therefore, at the time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. And then he responded. And it says, and whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due to your regard. Okay, so now we see some tattletellers. We're seeing someone ratting on them, huh? Oh, that's right. And you'll have people ratting on you too. Remember when we all had to go home because of COVID? We had neighbors because we were still having church at my house. And there was some folks that didn't like that. But that's okay. We're still going to praise God. Can I get an amen? We couldn't enter into this building, but we can enter into our home. And we were going to worship the king. And so, look at this, verse 12. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods, notice little g, or worship the gold image which you have set up. Okay, so how do you think the king is going to set with? How do you think he's going to feel about this? What do you think is going to come to mind? Well, let's go to the next verse here. Then Nebuchadnezzar, enraged. Oh, he didn't say, man, you know, they work for me. That's okay. Mm-mm. He wanted everyone to worship this ungodly monstrosity that erected out of nowhere. The Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they, what did they do? They brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Look at verse 15. Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, then good. Then it's okay. I'll be okay. I won't be in rage and fury. But then he says this, but if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Oh, man. That's like the devil saying, put on the gloves. Can I get amen? Amen. Let me just say this. Anything on this earth, their arms are too short to box with God. Can I get amen? Amen. Too short. I'm sorry. Verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, say that with me, our God, say that again, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. Do you have enough in you to proclaim that when the rubber meets the road? When the edict from the highest part of the land, Washington, D.C., says you cannot serve God no more. You cannot read your Bibles no more. It's coming to that. I hope you know that. Can you stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods. Praise God. Nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. Whoa, this is the king of Babylon. Now he's teed off. Now he wants to hurt somebody. You know, when you get so angry at someone, you want to hurt them. Did you know that? That's what's in this flesh. Paul said there's nothing good in this flesh that dwells in this flesh. That's why we war every day against the spirit in the flesh. Can I get amen?
Amen.
This king wanted to kill him. Wow. Look at verse 19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face, it changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These were his servants that he really treasured them because they were good servants. They honored everything according to the edict of that land, except bowing down to images. Can I get amen? They knew better. Why? Because they knew the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes, hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. And so it goes on to say, then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans. Let me back up. Verse 19. Yes. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. Wow. Oh my gosh. Seven times hotter? Wasn't it hot enough? Wow, let's move on with this story. Look at verse 20. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Verse 21. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. In other words, they threw them in there alive with everything on. Look at verse 22. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, when they opened up the furnace, they immediately died right there on the spot. Because that's how hot it was. That was proof to everyone how hot that furnace was. Come on, this was not your toaster at home. This wasn't your Gen Air. Just imagine how much heat it took to burn up someone that would open the door. Listen, how many of you have been in the desert, like over there in Palm City, in summertime when it's 115? That was a walk in the park, according to this. My goodness. Wow. And so, in verse 23, it says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. You know, if you stopped right there and didn't read the rest, you would think that they're done. They disintegrated. Their bones were probably charring up by now. But let's move on. Verse 24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? And they answered and said to the king, true, O king. And then he said, look. He answered, I see four men loose. Whoo! Walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what God allowed this king to see. They were walking around in there. And there was a fourth man. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Look at this. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. Oh, now he's giving them reverence. He's giving them reverence now, huh?
Yes, amen.
Look at that. Of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. I'm here to let you know that God will allow us to go through a fire without being burned. Can I get amen? How many of you have been so in horrendous trials? How many of you felt like the whole world was caving in on you when the doctor gave you a bad report, when someone walked out on you, when your kids are still on drugs? God will see you through the fire. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Because if they can be an example to us, how about we? Who have the power of the Holy Ghost. They didn't have the power of the Holy Ghost. But they had faith. And they had hope. And they believed God. This is where we need to be in our walk, is to believe everything that God has said in His Word. Can I get an amen? Amen. Every jot and tittle, we have to believe everything it says. We cannot take and pluck out things we like and then put things that we don't like. We need to adhere to the full counsel of God. Because Jesus said, I have placed my word above my name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let's move on with this story. Verse 27, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the kings and the counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. You see, that's what God wants to do with you and I. Allow us to go through a trial, a tribulation, without any smoke on our tail. Can I get an amen? Because when God sets us free, when God sees us through, let me just say that is enough in its own. Hallelujah. That we survived whatever trial we were in, whatever predicament we were in, whatever the enemy has done to you. Because the enemy hates us. I hope you know that. You know, we're marked. The day we got saved, we were marked people. Why? Because the holy demons, when they saw Jesus coming, they said, oh, we know who you are, oh, Jesus. Well, guess what? When you get saved, the demons know who you are. Can I get an amen? Oh, that's right, because the Holy Ghost lives inside you. They see the spirit realm. We only see the natural. But Paul said, the things that are not seen are more vast than the things that you can see. Wow. Let's move on. Look at verse 28. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. Key word is trusted in him. Say that with me. Trusted in him. One more time. Trusted in him. Whoo, that was key right there. They trusted God. They trusted God. And God's looking for us to trust him, even in our turmoil. Even the things that we allow ourselves to be in. Sometimes we did it to ourselves. Can I get amen? Sometimes we like to blame the devil, but guess what? Sometimes we did it to ourselves. Jesus, help us. And so, it goes on, and his angel had delivered them. Where were we at? There we go. And yielded their bodies, and they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. And we're going to close this story in these next two verses. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall not be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Who can? Who can deliver like this? This befuddled the king. The king was like, wow, I've never seen anything like that. No one has ever seen anything like that. That was like parting the Red Sea. This was a miraculous event that took place in the midst of a province, a country that did not honor God. Let me just say this. You are the light of the world. And even in your sphere of influence, every one of us has a sphere of influence. There's people in your life I may never meet in my whole life, and vice versa. But you are the ones that will be a witness to them. Can I get an amen? When they see God heal you, when they see God deliver you, when they see God reconcile you, when they see God bless you, you will cause them to be thirsty for God. And then a godly jealousy will set in. Can I get an amen? Amen. And then they're going to want what you have. They're going to see you go through things that you, that anyone could not endure, but you did. Because they're going to see Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, working in the midst of you. Verse 30, then the king promoted. Oh my gosh. So this is how you get elevated. You get tossed in the fiery furnace. And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. So we're going to break this down now. Number one, they were fearless. Can I get amen?
Amen.
They were fearless. Isaiah wrote this, fear not, Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hasn't God done that for us? Huh? God has never failed us, has he? Praise God. It goes all the way back in the Old Testament. Look at this in Deuteronomy. Look at this. Be strong and of good courage. Do not what?
Fear.
Do not fear. Nor be afraid of who? Of them. There's a real devil, there's a real enemy. Can I get amen? For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. You have to have a made up mind that wherever you go, God is with you. God was with them, God is with us. Can I get amen? So they were fearless. And this is what I believe the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now. It's in 2 Timothy right here. Look at this. For God has not what? Given us a spirit of fear. But of what? Of power and love and of a sound mind. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the word of God is what sets us free. Can I get an amen? When God is high and lifted up, his word will do all that you and I cannot do for ourselves. Can I get amen? God will do it. Thank you, God. Saints, in this current culture, we are hard-pressed to follow its destructive path, but we don't have to go there. Can I get amen? Paul explains it very well in Corinthians. Look at this right here. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Did you know that we have a treasure? What is that treasure in these earthen vessels? Yes, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. That is treasure. The world doesn't have that. Oh, even the billionaires, all of them, they have gold and silver and they got endless dollars, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. But Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. That's in you and me. Can I get amen? I'm telling you, God has given us the authority to lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. God has empowered us to give a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. Hallelujah. To give a prophetic word. Can I get amen? That's what God has given the church. He's given that to you and I. Let's walk in that authority. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Wow. We are hard pressed. Paul said we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Hallelujah. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at this. The life that Jesus also made may be manifested in your body. Hallelujah. This is what the world needs to see. They need to see Christ, the hope of glory, living inside you. Giving a hope to every man that would inquire that's going on in your life. Oh, that's right. Number two, they had tremendous conviction on whom they served. Hallelujah. They had conviction. They knew who they served. They serve the true and living God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
They serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And through that lineage, Jesus came. Hallelujah. And we continue with the legacy. Can I get amen? We continue, hallelujah, with that lineage that came to you and I thousands of years later. Now we're walking in that grace. Now we're walking in that power. Now we're walking, hallelujah, according to the will of God. It was the will of God that God saw you and saved you for such a time as this. How many of you can go back to the day when you surrendered? Hallelujah. I go back 34 years ago when a custodian at Horizon Christian Fellowship led me to the Lord at 10 o'clock at night outside on the other side of a fence. I didn't get saved at a crusade. I didn't get saved at an altar call. God will save those where he wants to save them. Can I get amen? We can't put God in a box. We can't box God in. Can I get amen? His will and ways are perfect. Better than we could ever construct. Praise God. Look at 1 Samuel 2:30 says right up here. Let's go there real quick. Look at this. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. This is what God has bestowed upon us, that we would walk after God forever. Can I get amen? Look at this. But now the Lord says, far be from me. For those who honor me, I will what? Honor. And those who despise me shall lightly be esteemed. That's the whole key. That's the whole key, is to walk with honor. Walk with integrity. The Bible says, don't let your good be spoken evil of. Can I get amen? Don't allow anything that appears that's even in the dark. Can I get amen? Amen? Be clean before God. Honor him. And he will what? Honor you. And you will walk in the authority and the power. Hallelujah. You see, King David figured this out. How many love King David? He figured this out. Look at this, what he wrote in Psalms. Oh, let me go back to Psalms right here. I went a little too fast. It's just like zippity-doo-dah up here. Here we go. Blessed. Look at this. Blessed. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners. Can I get amen? Amen. Nor sits in the seat of the scornful. See, God has sanctified us. He has set us apart now. Can I get amen? Amen. We should no longer be walking in that way. Look at this. But his delight is in the what? Law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is the Bible. The law of the Lord is the word of God. You should delight in this. Can I get amen? If you're too tired to go to Bible study, you can't get in the word, something's out of order. Because the Holy Ghost desires to be in the word. Can I get amen? Because it feeds your soul. Hallelujah. It feeds your soul. The scriptures we're reading right now is feeding us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you have to put the rhema on the word, and then it comes alive. Hallelujah. Can I get amen? Amen? Thank you, God. Look at this. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That's a promise for you and I if we walk in honor. Can I get amen? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked in honor. That's why God came and rescued them. He came to save their bacon. Can I get amen? Oh, hallelujah. Paul the Apostle said it best. He said it best for you and I. This is the stand, the position that we need to take now. Hallelujah. In this world that we see, everything that appears to go haywire. Can I get amen? Amen? Paul said it best in Romans. Look at this. For I am not ashamed. Say that with me. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You know what that means? We've been justified. And so now that we've been cleansed, we're a child of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, God's position toward us is just as if we never sinned. Can I get an amen? Amen. How many so blessed to know that? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so there's a process with God. Sanctification, justification, and then glorification. Glorification, we cannot see that just yet. We can only see it by faith. But God already sees us in our glorified state. He sees us in the new body. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm saying, God, please have this body about 70 pounds lighter and put some hair back on it. I'm being selfish. But man, he's the maker of them. I'm going to the maker. Can I get amen? Oh, God, make it like this, God. You do a better job. Praise God. Number three, let's look at number three. They had tremendous faith in God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How many believe that you need faith every day? All day long? Come on, we need faith every day, don't we? That's right. Faith is what allows us to walk in the ways of God. Can I get amen? Why? Because it causes us to believe. Once we have faith to believe, then we know it's certain. There's no doubt. There's no, oh God, what if? No. We walk in faith and not by sight. Can I get amen? Don't allow what you see in the natural. Think other than God has allowed that so that you would walk in the natural so that you can have faith to believe that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. You got to believe God for that. Because I have the word to back that up. Because did you know that if you don't have any kind of faith, you cannot please God? Or what do you mean, preacher? Well, it says it right up here. In Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. How many are so blessed to know that God has rewarded you when you sought him? When you are praying for someone to be delivered? When you are praying for finances to come? When you were praying, when the doctor said, well, I see this, and I see that, and I see this, and then God says, I don't see that. Come on. How many times have we got into one of those pity parties? Oh, woe is me. And then God is saying, look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith. Come on. You have to believe God that he's able to see us through anything that he allows in our life. Can I get amen? Amen. How many of you right now have a lot of friends and family that are not serving God? Okay, just me. No, all of us, I think, do, right? You need to have the faith to believe that one day they'll be sitting right next to you worshiping the King. Can I get amen? See it already played out in your mind. Oh, God, I believe, oh, God, hallelujah, that you're going to give them the unction to function, hallelujah. Lord, that you're going to pour out your spirit because you said in your word, in the last days I will pour out all my spirit, what? Upon all what? Flesh. And then they'll begin to prophesy. Listen, some of your friends and family members that are not saved yet, look out when they get saved, because sometimes they'll do this. You're right. They get saved. They come up to you at your level in faith, and then all of a sudden they'll just, boom, soar and leave you behind. Well, it was like, whoa, what happened here? They leave you in the dust. But it's answered prayer. Hallelujah. You start praising God for that. Hang on. I'm right behind you. Praise God. Man, we serve a mighty God, don't we? You see, Paul understood the faith that we need to have. And the tremendous faith that we read with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Paul even wrote to the Galatian church. And look what he said right here. He said, just as Abraham believed God. Do you believe God? Yes. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Therefore, know that only those who are of the faith are the sons of Abraham. What? You know what that means? I'm going to say it in a nutshell. Because Jesus told Nicodemus, except the man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So it takes faith to believe that Jesus died and rose again. It takes faith to believe that Jesus will cleanse us from all our sins. It takes faith to believe he'll fill us with the Holy Spirit. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And when we understand that, then it'll be accounted unto us as righteousness. And then we will be grafted in by faith, and we will have the same blessings of Abraham. Can I get amen? Because you got to remember, Jesus came first for the Jews. And then they did a council culture on him. They counseled him. And so then God opened up the salvation to us Gentiles. Man, aren't you so blessed? Hallelujah. He came to us. He said, okay, I'll come back for you later. I'm not done with you yet. And then he came to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at this. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith. That's us. We're the Gentiles by faith. Preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, and all, look at this, in you all the nations shall be blessed. And let me just say this. I need you to look around. Nations in the Greek is ethnicity. Look how many different ethnicities are in this room.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we're coming together in one accord, worshiping the same God. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. This is what God has done. This is what God has done. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed? It's multicultural in here. Praise God. But God, he ordained it. He set it all up. We're just walking like this by faith. Okay, God, point us here and point us there. We're going to follow you. Man, look at this. In you, all the nations will be blessed, so that those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Wow. So we see that they had faith, that they trusted. Look at this. They trusted God would deliver them. How many can honestly say, you don't have to say what it is, but how many right now can honestly say you're going through something right now? It could be physical. It could be spiritual. It could be mental. It could be financial. It could be medical. We're all going through something right now, right? But you have to have a made-up mind when you leave these doors this morning that God will see you through, that God will deliver you. You came this morning to be encouraged, to be strengthened, to be lifted up by God. Because there's nothing I can say or do, but the power of the Holy Spirit and the written word can do. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so they trusted God would deliver them. How many times did King David was caught in a pickle? How many times did he do it to himself? You remember the story when he should have been with his army men. He stayed back, peered through his balcony, and all it took was a look. And then it's easy for sin to set in, right? And we all know the story. But what I love about King David is all the stories, all the things, all the pitfalls, God will always deliver him. But here's the key for him. He had a heart after God. Do we have a heart after God? Because if you have a heart after God, hallelujah, even though we fail him, he will still pick us up. Can I get amen? Even though we make and we soil our own pants. Can I get a amen? He will give us a new pair of pants. I'd rather have him cleanse me. Can I get an amen? And God did time after time after time. Not with King David, but with me. And maybe you. I don't know your life, but you know your life. Can I get an amen? This is what he wrote in Psalms. Look at this. He wrote, I will love you, O God, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my what? Deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of salvation. My stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to set someone free this morning. Can I get amen? Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. Oh no, there's not. Don't have one iota of doubt. Can I get amen? Amen. Because doubt and unbelief is opposite of faith. Hallelujah. We need to have faith. Look at this. He wrote this. King David wrote this. The pangs of death surround me. And the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of hell, that's what Sheol means, surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. And guess what he did? He heard my voice from his temple. Can I get an amen? Amen. Guess what? You and I are the temple of the Holy Ghost now. Can I get an amen? And my cry came before him. Even to his ears. Let me just say this. There's nothing too hard that God cannot deliver us from. Can I get amen? All you have to do is just repent. Say, God, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me. Keep me strong in the power of your might, oh God. Listen, have that heart that can be like silly putty in his hand. Allow God to mold you and form you and shape you. Hallelujah. You remember the silly putty? You can put that on newspaper and then read it. Let him put that silly putty and let him face plant you. Hallelujah. Because he'll read you loud and clear. Can I get amen? And then he'll do something miraculous in your life. Because he wants to bless us. You know, he's a God that blesses us. Look, he could have done away with us, but he didn't. He has a mighty plan for you. He has a mighty plan for me. Can I get amen? Isaiah wrote this. Look at this. You will keep him in what? Perfect peace, whose mind has stayed on you. You want to stay in peace? Keep your mind on God. Can I get amen? Because he trusts in you. And I believe all of us trust in God. Trust in the Lord forever. For in Yah, I mean Yahweh, the Lord is everlasting strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen, then King David wrote again this. I love being in the study of God's word because it edifies us. It builds us up. It reminds us how good God is. You got to be reminded every day to know how good God is. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Anything in this world now can distract us, could bring us into a place of misery. And disappointment and despair. But God, when you start reading on what he did for us, who he is to us, and what he's about to do through you, hallelujah, that'll give you the strength for the day. That will give you the power, the wisdom, and the knowledge to cast those fears at his feet and to walk in faith. Amen?
Amen.
Look at this right up here. Blessed, Psalm 28, blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. You know, I didn't know what supplication was until I started really learning on prayers, petitions, and supplications. Supplication is something that you write down. It's almost like a diary. You write it down, and then you give it to him in your prayer. Give it to him. He already knows what it is. But guess what he'll do? He'll embrace that. You know why? Because you're coming to him with sincerity. You're coming to him in honesty. You're coming to him in a heart of purity. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Humble yourself in the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. Praise God. Look at this. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I helped him. Look at that. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The worship team this morning was praising him. Why? Because they love him. They weren't performing up here. They weren't making us feel good. No, they were worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We saw something that God has already done in them. And now they're exercising their gift by faith. So when they come up here and they worship, I need you guys to catch this. They're not performing up here. They're worshiping him. They're telling God how much they love him and how much they love his people. And they're here for that fact. I know, because I prayed. I prayed for them. I prayed, oh God, bring those with pure hearts. And it was already, hallelujah. I was convinced as soon as they opened their mouth. The fragrance of the Holy Spirit, it just flowed through them. Hallelujah. And that we're here for one purpose, hallelujah, to build you and I up. And sometimes the worship has to come and bust up the fallow ground so that the word can come in now. Can I get amen? And be sown into the hearts of men and women by faith. And that we need to pray that the enemy doesn't come and snatch the word of God from their heart. And we bind you right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You have no authority in here. Let those who need to be lifted up, have them lifted up in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And I'm closing with this. Look at this. God will deliver us today. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Many of us spend hours of our day praising and meditating and acknowledging who God is. But there will be a time where we need to be delivered. Can I get amen?
Amen?
From the snare of the fowler, from the snare of the evil one. Oh, that's right. We need to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Look what Paul wrote to the Galatian church, to the churches. Grace to you and peace from God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might what? Deliver us from this present evil age. This age is evil. We live in the woke culture now, right? Everything's all woke. Why do they call themselves woke? They need to wake up. It's almost like they have a CPAP machine on and they're asleep.
They got the bell there still.
They're the ones that woke. And they're spewing out lies from the devil. Pray for the public schools. Yeah, I know I'm on Facebook and YouTube, and they might turn me off right now. But I rebuke that spirit that's castrating our children. I bind it. I rebuke it. Jesus, help us, God. That spirit is from hell. And we need to bind that spirit. When that baby is birthed out, if it's a boy, it's a boy. If it's a girl, it's a girl. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Jesus, help us, God. Oh, God, help us. We live in horrible times right now. I don't know about you, but I grew up with Leave It to Beaver and Father Knows Best and Ren 10-10. And you, some of you, it's just going right over your head like this. My three sons, yeah. We used to ride our bikes until about 9 p.m., right? And not have to worry about a drive-by or getting snatched up and taken. My goodness. Help us, God. Help us, God. Listen, if God helped them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, don't you think God will help us? This is what you have to convince yourself. Is this right up here? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. God doesn't change. Bible says he changes not. We change. We're like roller coasters. We wake up, man. Yeah, we're a roller coaster, man. I love you this morning, but I think I hate you tonight. Jesus, help us. Help us, God. Oh, we need his help, don't we? See, this is why we could take comfort. He doesn't change. His position doesn't change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you know that God will deliver us even from evil works? Look at this right up here. Look at this. Right up here in 2 Timothy, look at this. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for the heavenly kingdom. Hallelujah. How many of you know without a shadow of a doubt we are all heaven bound? And so whatever evil work that this society has, God will deliver us from it. Can I get an amen? There's nothing too hard for God. Why? Because it says, to him be the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. How many are so blessed to know that? And I end with these scriptures and then we'll pray. Praise God. I end with Colossians. Paul wrote to the Colossian church and he delivered this message. You know that Paul, the majority of his epistles were behind bars? He was in prison? I need you to think for one moment. It wasn't Donovan's prison. Donovan's prison, just down here in the South Bay, they have all the amenities. They got the widescreen TVs. They watch the Super Bowl. You know, they got hot and cold running showers. They even got toilets. They're fed three times a day. But in Paul's day, they were chained to one another. It was rat infested. Roach infested. Oh, come on. They didn't have that you see in restaurants. They see the letter A on their window, meaning it's in health compliance. No. And yet, throughout that distress and despair and the punishment that he took, he still wrote the epistles with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And God made sure that what he wrote behind bars in that predicament, it got to us 2,000 years later. That's how much God honored his word. That's how much God treasures his word. Can I get amen? This is why we need a shake at his word. Oh my gosh. My goodness. So Paul wrote this, and I close with this. Look at this. In Colossians 1:13-14, it says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his son through his what? His love, praise God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. And whatever God has placed on the worship team, praise God, I'm going to leave this place with a blaze of glory. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And don't leave without getting prayer. If you need prayer, hallelujah. God has the answer. God knows exactly what you're going through. God is the one that fixes us. Can I get amen? How many believe that you are not here this morning by coincidence. It was the providence of God. It was God's goodness and His grace that we would be here to hear His word, to be edified and to be built up, to know that He has established us through His word. And He will strengthen us. He will help us. He will deliver us. He will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory. There's nothing to fear. No matter what the devil tries to throw, no matter what kind of monkey wrench he throws at us, God is able to see us through. But you got to believe God. Can I get an amen? Believe God. Believe God. Just believe God. So whatever they're going to sing, I'm going to be down here. My wife and I, Sister, after she comes out of her prayer, Katarina, come on down. We're going to pray for whoever wants prayer at this altar. Amen. And we could all use prayer. Amen. And as they make their way down, and right before they sing, I'm reaching out to Facebook and YouTube. If you're logged in right now and you felt God tugging on your heart, that's the Holy Spirit drawing you. And I truly believe some of you need to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And if that is you, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me, to pray for you, that God would give you a mind to be saved and a heart to repent, and that He would wash you in His blood and then fill you with this Holy Spirit of promise. But one thing must take place. You must turn to Jesus, turn from your sin. Ask God to forgive you on whatever you have committed in your life. From the moment you were born till this present day, He will forgive you of your total past, and He will remember your sin no more. Hallelujah. If that's you, I'm going to ask that you would bow your heart and your head and ask God to come into your life and ask God to save you. Bow your heart and your head and pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You, God, for my life. I do believe on Your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that You died for me, and the blood that You shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask You now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor You and to follow You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.